Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lethard joins us when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lethler joins us now from Lethler Commodities, and Tom, let's talk here about our livestock futures from yesterday. Live cattle futures lower, the feeder cattle hogs mixed yesterday.
Yes, Dave, we saw the return of the up and down trading take place in our cattle complex yesterday, but by the close, the live cattle were negative, the feeder cattle on the mixed side. Now, there was some limited cash cattle trade in the north at 263 to 265 in the meat. Now, choice box beef yesterday dropped $1.99. Select boxes were down $1.52 at a movement of 120 lows. The cattle kill estimated 110,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 80 cents. Lean hog futures continued to trend lower as the February contract had its lowest trade of the past 31 sessions. Yesterday's close saw February cattle down 15 cents, January feeders $1.12 higher, and February lean hogs 25 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures after the close yesterday, the corn futures, soybean futures higher, soybeans with a nice day. The wheat futures, though, mostly lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Our Kansas City wheat futures yesterday made new lows for the week and closed negative yesterday. They did bounce well off their lows, though. Our corn and soybeans, as Dave said, closed on a positive note. The weekly export sales yesterday were poor for the wheat, but better than expected for the corn and soybeans. At 7:30 this morning is the release of the November non-farm payroll and unemployment reports, and trading overnight was mixed and moderate volume took place in our grains. March KC wheat at the moment down 3.5 cents. March corn is also down 3.5 cents. January soybeans down 3.25. March cotton is trading 47 points higher. January crude oil is down 27 cents. December dollar index is 10 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures up 35 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to our visit on Monday. You have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lethler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.